And that was Giving from a brand new album just coming out from Cara Dillon called Coming Home. And really lucky we got Cara here. I know how busy she is. Hi, Cara.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. So it's very different in many ways, isn't it? Because I'm used to hearing your voice, you know, it's really fantastic across, you know, traditional music, self-composed. But this is slightly new, isn't it? Slightly new adventure for you.
Yes, it's an album primarily spoken word put to music with singing interweaved throughout the album. And it is very, very different. And but I think we've got 8 albums to date now over our career. And I think maybe I'm most proud of this album than any of the rest.
That's brilliant.
I'm absolutely thrilled with it. And it's very personal. And it all came about Very organically. I never intended this to turn into an album, let alone I've got a book now called Coming Home as well. The album's called Coming Home. But yeah, I started during lockdown writing poetry. And I think probably just because of the first time in my career, I felt that I was able to just have the space on in my head to just be. And there was nobody, there was no gigs. There was nobody wanting anything or needing anything. The children were all okay. And I just kept waking up at about 4 in the morning and going out to the garden and listening to the dawn chorus. And I had a book and I just kept writing all my thoughts. And I don't know if that'll ever happen again, that serene state of mind I was in. It was just beautiful. And these poems came about. And then I thought, they're just for me. And I'll tuck them away in a drawer and they'll be there sometime in the future. I can look back at them. Then one night I read out a couple to Sam and he couldn't believe it. And then it sort of developed into me saying some of the words over Sam playing his guitar. And it all just grew like that. And then it became this album with incredible musicians on it. And it's just taken on a whole life of its own. And it was never really intended for anything in particular. So, yeah, it's great.
I think it's a lovely idea. I remember years ago, Andy Roberts used to back I one of the Liverpool poets, and similar sort of vibe, and but yours takes it a stage further because you've got the full. In some cases, the full orchestration, because Sam's always been, he's your producer as well, isn't he? I know I've seen him being the musical arranger when you perform, and so he brings a heck of a lot more to it than just one guitar, as you're saying. And yeah, I think it's really clever. And it really does work well. But the fact you've had a break, I mean, you won the All-Ireland Singing Contest, what, when you were 14?
Yep, that's
Doesn't sound
right.
like you've been resting much since then. So we're talking,
Well,
it's a good, with respect, it's a good 30 years, isn't it? So it's been
yeah.
going.
I mean, I think, singing is just, it's probably the biggest part of who I am now. I love it. I don't ever see it as a job. I just think, I'm very, very lucky. And I just sometimes pinch myself to think that, we've had this wonderfully very exciting career that has spanned over now, 25 years or so, and it's just been the most fantastic journey. And all because, I can open my mouth and sing and connect with people. And it's a lovely thing. I've been telling my children recently, because they're my twins, our twins are 17 and our daughter's 13. And they're thinking about their future. There's a lot of career stays, and I keep saying to them, just see, wait and see, and do your best, everything. But just try and find something you love doing, and try and make a living out of it, because there's nothing else is more important. You have to find your passion, and then you've got to find a way of making that work so that it becomes your life. And
Well, you and Sam are obviously brilliant role models for that. But we're going to choose the other single that's been released so far from Coming Home. And well, it's going to be on tour, and we'll talk about that in a moment. And presumably, the album will be available imminently, I would have thought, with
yeah.
the tour coming up. So, this is Clear the Path. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this poem, really, rather than just the song?
This poem came to me. I was literally weeding in the garden and I started thinking, this was also during lockdown. I was thinking about, my place in the world, who I am, what makes me who I am. And I started thinking a lot about the people that came before me. Who belonged to my ancestors. My mother's 92, and as a result of that, I never met my grandparents on either side because, they were long gone before I came about. And I started to imagine them, and they were talking to me, and they were saying, "You need to write, and you need to remember us, and you need to talk about our lives too, and not forget, because we're all part of this continuing story. And speak of us." And don't forget. And I started thinking about where did I get my singing voice from? And I found out, that one of my grandmothers was a beautiful traditional folk singer who used to sing by her fireside with them. They had no running water or electricity, so she used to sing and sew by the fire with a tilly lamp, and people would come from all over to their house on their ceilidh to listen to her singing, and there'd be a fiddle hanging on the wall. And I love that idea that here I am, never met her, and yet there's a part of her in me. And then looking at my own children, thinking, you know, the things that they've inherited, what makes them who they are. And so it all came about like that.
Well, it's lovely and it's definitely in the DNA. So let's play Clear the Path now. And that was Clear the Path from the forthcoming album from Carla Dunn, Coming Home. And of course, you're going on tour to launch this. It's in terms of the dates, Is the album launch actually at King's Place in London, the first one? Because you're near to us at the Landmark Arts on the 5th of April, which is really great. So from our point of view, totally selfishly, we're really pleased about that. But in terms of where you're going to be, you've got an album. Is the album launch actually at King's Place this March?
The album launch is officially going to be on the 15th of March. The book and the album Coming Home are officially launched that day.
Right.
But anyone who comes out to the gigs to see us in concert can buy our album afterwards, and I will sign them, and we'll have the book as well.
Oh,
So
brilliant. So they'll both be there.
officially released on the 15th of March, but available for anyone who dares to come out for an evening's entertainment.
Well, I was going to say they'll be, and I have to be quick because the last few tickets left for King's Place are on the 8th of March, so that's not long. And then you go literally all over the place, don't you? So I think it's best to just check out the website, isn't it? CaraDillon.co.uk.
Everything's there.
And in terms of what you'll be playing, some of the gigs, and it says some of them are duos, and some of them doesn't say. Who else will be there when it says, so I've seen you play with just you and Sam, and I'm going to play a track of before we finish, if that's right, just the two of you to be able to get a flavour of this, because he does it brilliantly, just you and the two of you. But some of the numbers will be done, I assume, or some of the gigs will be done with a slightly larger band.
We did we launched the whole idea of Coming Home in October at the Grand Opera House in Belfast to a sold-out audience, and it was the most incredible night. And we had the full band for that experience. We had a cellist, double bass, guitar, fiddle, piano, and a dancer who joined us for that. So it was really special. And then some of this tour has been booked just as a duo, just for Sam and I, for the intimacy of it, and actually was booked a long time before this album ever was even an idea. So, and then also some of the dates are with the Fuller Band, but you can see all that on the website anyway. And I have to say, I couldn't tell you whether I enjoy the intimate ones or the full band ones more, because as you were saying earlier, like there's something very special when it's just the two of us, because there's a space and there's a bit of magic happens there. And then obviously with the full band, you've got the whole effect, which is it's mind blowing. I love doing it like that too. So, you know, it just depends where you're at, where you're prepared to go to, and all the rest of it.
And of course, even on the video, there's a dancer there, isn't there? Is it the same dancer by any chance?
It is, yes, it's the same dancer.
Oh,
She's fantastic,
great.
and yeah, amazing. And what a privilege to ever, I never imagined that I would be on such a big stage like the Opera House, and the Grand Opera House, but with a dancer too, you know, doing spoken word set to me. I mean, it's all life is such a journey, isn't it? It takes you in all kinds of twists and
It
turns.
does. You're getting very multimedia now, so who knows what comes next? The stage production. Yeah, it's brilliant. Oh, I'm glad, and it's still obviously very exciting for you and Sam, and I think that's wonderful that you're keeping it so fresh and developing it a lot further. Because I mean, oh, they're not really the bad old days, but when you were say with Warner Brothers, you had to break free to do your own thing, as it were, because your direction, you've been the captain of your own ship for some time, and you obviously enjoy it.
I think, you know, we're both from very musical families and from quite strong traditions, you know. And Sam's from the wilds of Dartmoor, and I mean, anyone who knows Sam will know that Seth,
Seven.
you know, they've probably seen him in concert. And there's a very strong sense of there's great pride in their musical, you know, what they've been brought up with. And obviously, me from being where I'm from, I was like just saturated with traditional song and dance and storytelling. And so we feel very strongly whenever we sit down to record something or work something out, because, you know, we're not going to, there's a lot of people out there putting an album out every year just for the sake of it. And it's brilliant if you're prolific enough to do that. But I think because we take it quite seriously, that it has to be right for us and it has to really move us. And we've always been like that. And I think that's why we stepped away from the big labels and set up our own, so that we could just do what we knew we could do without trying to pretend we're something we're not.
Yeah.
And it's worked out well for us, thank God.
I think it has. I think it's gone very well. Yes, and you stay true to the spirit and put out albums when there is really something to present to other people. And I think this one's definitely strongly recommended I present to other people. Well, just to give a flavour of this, we're going to finish off with a track from Live at Cooper's Hall because that gives you a good idea of what the two of you are just like on your own. And I'm going to choose, if it's all right with you, one of my favourite tunes, which is Bright Morning Star.
Lovely. Oh, lovely.
If that's okay, and it's a lovely version of it. Are festivals in the offing by any chance, or?
There is a lot of things coming in now, and I think we're just going to have to keep an eye on our newsletter. If you haven't signed up to that, I'd suggest if you're interested, that would be a good idea if anyone's listening, because it keeps up to date with the new things that are coming in, and especially now because I've written a book. Which is called Coming Home. There's actually quite a lot of things we've never done before, like literary festivals that we'll also be performing at, as well as doing
Oh,
readings out
great.
of it. So there's a lot of stuff happening, and it's exciting times.
It is,
And
isn't it? Well, thanks ever so much, Cara, and give our thanks also to Sam. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you. Well, for me, it'd be down at Landmark, but on the road, there's going to be lots of other places as well. Thanks ever so much.
thanks for speaking. Thank you.
Pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Breaking in.